Well, welcome once again to our Daily Dose, and we're continuing our look at Old Testament characters, and once again, I want to take a look at a guy who paid a dumb tax, not just for me, but really for all of us, and so the Lord said, print it and put his story in the Bible. His name is Lot, and his story is found in the book of Genesis, and in particular, verses chapters 13 through 19 is the one that has always caught my attention. Now, Lot was a nephew, actually, of Abraham, and was greatly blessed as he hung around Abraham. And there came a point where they had been so blessed that the herdsmen were battling with one another. So Abraham, even though he was the older one and had the right to the best piece of property, he said to his young nephew, "You know what? Look around, you pick what you want, and I will take the rest." And I'm going to pick it up now in Genesis chapter 13, where we have that story told. So Abraham said to Lot, "Let's not have any quarreling between you and me or between your herders and mine, for we're close relatives. Isn't the whole land before you? Let's part company. And if you go to the left, I'll go to the right. And if you go to the right, I'll go to the left." Well, Lot looked around and saw the whole plain of the Jordan near Zoar was well watered, like the garden of the Lord, like the land of Egypt, a very fertile piece of property. Now, Sodom and Gomorrah were there, so in parentheses, the writer says this was before the Lord destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah. So Lot chose for himself the whole plain of the Jordan and set out toward the east, and the two men parted country. The two men parted company. Now, what we have here is an incredibly selfish choice, which is how good men often go bad. Because Lot's actually called in the New Testament a righteous man, but his ending was horrific. So how did this happen? It began with selfishness. He looked around and he made sure that he took the big piece for himself. And as you fast forward through his story, you'll find in chapter 14, he finds himself, "Wow, I'm right in the middle of the wealth and all the riches, but I'm also prone to be attacked by those who want what I have." And sure enough, he's captured in a battle. Because you see, he had not only moved into the valley, but now he was living in Sodom. And that's what happens when you choose selfishness, because where our treasure is where our heart is. And slowly he gets pulled from moving near Sodom in the region to being in Sodom. Now you fast forward to Genesis chapter 19, and you find when it's time for Sodom and Gomorrah to be judged, a couple of angels come to warn him because Abraham had requested that. And they don't find him just in Sodom, they find him sitting in the city gates, which was a position of leadership. It was like he was on the city council. And from that point on, when they say it's time to leave, they have to beg him to leave. They actually have to grab him and pull him out of the place of destruction because his heart has become so set on what he began to pursue when selfishness guided his first decisions. And therein lies a powerful lesson for all of us. That when we seek first the kingdom of God, he adds all these other things to us. And when we seek first these other things, we become prisoners of the very things we thought were the prizes we were pursuing. Learn the lesson of Lot. I've tried to keep it in front of me in all of the choices of my life. That when I take the big piece for myself, I end up not getting the big piece. I end up a prisoner of my choices. Because our heart always follows that which becomes our treasure. Have a great day.